Power 107.5, Nia Noel in the studio, special guest. It's a big day. Joe Torre, welcome to the show, man.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
In town, doing it big tonight. Mm-hmm. And you got a show.
Yes, I do. I have a fabulous show, a pre-Mother's Day show for all the pretty mothers that's out here.
What about the ugly mothers, though? Are they invited?
Yeah, the ugly mothers. I was about to say the pretty mothers, the ugly mothers, the mothers that are the mothers to be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, even you know, the baby mama mothers.
What about us non-mothers? Can we come? I'm not a mom.
Yeah.
I have a dog.
You have a dog.
Doggy mom.
Well, you're somebody's mama then.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So you can come.
I'm just making sure that I'm still invited.
You're invited. Well, it's a pre-Mother's Day comedy show. It ain't just going to be full of mothers. You know what I'm saying? It'll probably be full of mother fathers, but.
Oh. I'm not even talking about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. But. We'll be in the house, but it's comedy, and it's back. I'm back in Columbus. This is one of the staple grounds where I started my first road trip.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Tonight you'll be at Elite,
right.
1921 Channing Way Center. Since we talk at comedy, mm-hmm. I want to ask you. You heard about Kevin Hart and Mike Epps?
Yeah. What about them? Well, both of them are overrated.
Oh.
Both of them are overrated.
Okay.
Both of them get too much.
Okay.
Both of them, all of them, you know, both of them really too old to be Twitter banging and going back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
It's
amazing.
Too old to be Twitter banging.
Too old. Both of them know they too old to be Twitter banging, but it's cool. You know, it's causing conversation. And, you know, Mike and Kevin are friends. I think they should have a fight. You know, get a ring, put it in
celebrity
charity.
Death match type
like,
of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but neither one of them can fight. You know what I'm saying? Kevin is an athlete. So he may, you know, he may be get, you know, punch Mike.
Kevin's
right.
an athlete?
Oh, yeah. Kevin's he's a crazy athlete. He can, you know, he can play basketball, football.
Really?
He's been on a couple teams that, you know, that
are,
I.
Are you kidding? Are,
yeah,
you're
he's
serious?
A hell of an athlete. Yeah, he's just little. He's just like.
So he's like Prince.
He's shorter
than
Prince.
You know, they
Prince.
Say Prince can
he's
play.
He's shorter than Prince.
Oh.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He's a little bit stronger than Prince. But Prince put them heels on. You know, what
you
I'm
know
saying?
They so, say Prince can play basketball.
Prince
so,
can
you
hoop.
Know, it's not all about height.
Prince
but...
can hoop. And you know what? Cat Williams could actually hoop.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. No, they're not better than me. You know
so
saying?
Do we need to have like
a... You need to have like a... Yeah.
A vertically challenged league?
What are you trying to say? Vertically challenged? You trying to say that those short guys...
I just said...
Need to, you know, the 6 foot under...
Height is not based upon
six
basketball.
6 foot under or are you talking 5 foot under? Because they 5 foot under.
Well, that's the two different divisions. 6 foot under and 5 foot under.
So you got Prince, Kevin Hart, and Cat Williams on one team, right? Who you going to put on another team? You better not even look over here. I'll be the center on that team.
You said it. I did, okay? That's
we need,
you.
We need somebody else. We need somebody else short. Can't get too much shorter
Mike
than
Epps
that.
Mike Epps is too tall for that league.
No. See, we need to see. Mike can't even play basketball.
He's not good at basketball.
No, he's not good at basketball. And he, you know, he don't want to get those new, you know, store-bought teeth knocked out either. So.
Oh.
You know what I mean, Mike teeth.
I'm not mad at him, though.
I'm just playing.
Because I'd rather you have some nice store bots than still looking
No, man. You got to keep it too short. Mm. What you talking about? Keep it grimy, baby.
No, that's the problem. Keeping your teeth grimy. That is the
I'm
problem.
I'm just playing.
So, but you know they're saying today that the beef is fake.
It may be fake. I mean, it's a Twitter thing. You know, I don't know, though. When they start talking about, you know, Kevin sold his soul and the sexuality. That may have went a little too far right now. You might have to get slapped when I see you. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, neither one of them are fighters. So what they going to do? They going to Twitter bang. They going to, you know, they going to sell out their shows. They going to talk about it some more. And then they going to move on. And
right.
then Cat Williams is going to reappear.
So you think Cat's making a comeback?
Yeah. Cat's making a comeback. And when people say comeback, it's like, you know, any comeback. It's not like he went anywhere.
No, he just...
It's just, you know, you take some time off. And
have you seen him?
Yeah. See,
you talk to
Kat.
Him?
See Cat all the time.
He's doing well?
He's doing well.
You know, because he's got roots here in Ohio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He does well when he comes here. We
right.
feel like that's our brother.
I think he was born in Cincinnati or something like
in the
that.
Area.
In that
yeah.
area or something like that.
Yeah.
I try to, you know, be a good ear and a positive energy to Cat. You know, now he's back on the right track. I'm poking him and prodding him and keeping him on the right track. You know, he's amazing talent.